DanicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line as we launch into the second hour of the program tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features, they are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. So head on over there when you get a chance and enjoy the site. We go back to your phone calls here. That's what the show is about. Your calls about anything. Roy is in New York. Are you with us, Roy?
I sure am.
So, Roy, you called in about talk radio in general. You say you don't much care for it. Obviously, Free Talk Live is an exception for you. But the general state of talk radio, you're not too much of a fan of the, you know, the whole talking down to the listeners, getting a maybe perhaps putting on a call that might disagree with the host, and then just running right over top of that person and cutting them off and. You know, just generally being rude to people, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a low quality of discourse. I like how if you guys, you can have the, you know, flaming socialist call, and I want to hear what that guy has to say. You know, I want to hear his points. I don't have to agree with them, but I'd like, you know, I'd like to have an intelligent conversation, or I guess you will have the intelligent conversation on my behalf, you know. So that's I would like to hear opposing viewpoints, but you don't get that with a lot of talk radio because it's just all in your face and yelling. So does this sell? Obviously it does, but what's up with this? Why is there so little variety?
Even when they don't yell, it doesn't seem like they address topics very in depth. And
but they'll spend a whole hour on one topic.
Well, right? No, I mean with a caller, because you know you just don't get the other side at all. Whereas on Free Talk Live, we will attempt to handle the other side. And you know what? There's times that I feel that we don't do as well as other times, and it's because we don't thoroughly screen calls and know what they're going to say and all the things that other shows do. And I think that that's one of the things that makes Free Talk Live good. The disagreement.
The callers can be really, really bad at sometimes, but we don't have to keep them on long. And sometimes you get some really great calls that otherwise would be screened out on those other shows.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Oh.
What I'm saying is I think sometimes the
that's
callers.
That's what open phones will do.
Right. I think sometimes callers will ask questions that we don't have the best answer for.
Yeah, they would screen those guys out, too. You're right.
Absolutely. If they have crappy answers on the Republican and Democrat side. They have crappy answers. They know they have crappy answers. They don't want to answer your questions.
The screener has the instruction to take anybody out of the call queue who might essentially upstage the host. Anybody that might make the host look dumb or ignorant or something like that, they will not put that person on the air.
Not on the major shows. On some of the minor ones, they will. But if they do put you on, they'll speak to you. For one or two little sort of you'll get to
there's
speak once or twice, and then
there's a 2-minute rule in talk in the talk radio.
As the host figures out that he's outclassed or whatever, he'll shut off the microphone and you know give you some platitude or whatever.
If they even get to that point, if they even put that caller on the air, and again, the 2-minute rule in many cases is very hard and firm. They are told that a good talk show means that they get through a bunch of calls, which means, of course, they can't actually find out what people believe. They can't actually get into a real conversation. Sometimes when we're on this program, I mean, sometimes if a call is just so bad, it has to go. But many times we'll have somebody on the line who, if we were to just do this 2-minute rule nonsense, we would throw them out before they actually got to something really meaty that we could really dig into and learn about them and find out more about what their belief system is and that kind of thing. And there are some callers we've kept on for multiple segments just because I've just wanted to, you know, essentially dig around in their mind for that long. It's been that interesting.
Yeah, you even gave Scott the Bigot multiple segments, I think, the first time he called.
That's true. Actually, he got a couple segments recently as well, but he doesn't get that too often, so
he's chronic.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, if you call every night, then, okay, we're not going to spend a whole bunch of time.
Right. It's, you know, you're not going to get 3 segments every the angel guy from one Saturday night tried that one time. You know, he called in. He claimed to be an angel from the planet Moron.
Oh, yeah, we had him on for an hour straight.
We had him on for an hour. He called in like the next week or the week after, and we're like, yeah, whatever, bye.
Not going to work
and,
out.
And you know, so we, you know, we're not going to do that. But you know, I think that the reason that talk radio is combative, as you're, you know, one of part of the complaint that you had, is because that's how the political system is. The political system combats, you know, one group of people against another. How do I feel about somebody who wants to raise my taxes to provide health care for the poor, the indigent, the old or whatever? I feel like they're stealing from me. I'm angry and upset.
We get combative sometimes on this program. I mean, I would like to think that we do it less often than other shows. I would hope that we approach things from a more intellectual standpoint.
I think we do it from a frustrated standpoint.
Right. I think in general
you're a lot more respective.
I think we tend to mirror the caller. So if the caller is being angry and upset with us, in some cases we will go ahead and, you know, kind of amp up to their level. But
I had a caller on Saturday night, the Bible apologist, who was so very intelligent that I couldn't speak back to him. No, let me finish.
Yeah.
You know, he was had actually...
You're not going to cut me off, are you?
And then, you know, kept on cutting me off while I was trying to talk to him. And, you know, his thing was he wouldn't listen to what I said. He would not respond to the things that I said. And, I raised my voice in order to get my point across. And, you know, I never did. How are you going to get an answer to the kind of questions I was asking?
Oh, so let's get to the other question you had, Roy, when that was about, well, how do they, you know, do they actually make money on this stuff?
Heck yeah.
The answer is talk radio is the most lucrative of all of the radio formats out there. It's not the most popular. It's the second most popular. The most popular format is country. But talk radio outbills. A talk radio station in most markets will be the number one biller, meaning they're the station.
I don't need to be number one in ratings. I just need to be number one in money.
Right. So, and that's because, and there are a number of reasons for it, because talk radio engages an audience in a way that music radio just can't. You know, when you're listening to talk radio, you feel as though it's a one-on-one thing. Obviously, it's not, but there's that illusion that, hey, that guy's talking to me. There's that. It's a very personal
Rush
medium.
Rush is right. I'm a ditto head.
It's a very personal medium, and music radio just doesn't have that. Music radio can have a jock that can set them apart from another music station, but music radio, typically, if you're listening to country, you can flip over to the other country station in the market, and sometimes you'll hear the same damn song on both of the stations.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So yeah. There's a bit of a disconnect there, so that's one of the reasons why it bills so well and it does so well. Also, you can sell more with talk radio. People will put up with more commercials on talk radio than they will music radio.
Sure. There's about 16 commercials per hour in most talk shows.
If you got 12 in an hour of music radio, you're really pushing the limits.
Oh, yeah, you're pushing the limits.
So you can sell more. You can also sell things inside the show, like we do live reads and things like that, and also, you know, the SACL CAI phone lines. I mean, that's something that that you can sell. You can sell the studio name if you want to.
Trying to female listeners.
Yeah, I mean, so there's a lot of more opportunities to monetize a talk radio program. But I definitely share with you the concerns about... The sad state of the content out there in general for talk radio. Unfortunately, the industry, and I think the reason why it's so dismal, there's mostly conservative talkers with this kind of angry in your face, smartest thing ever format. But the progressive talkers aren't that different. The progressive talkers.
Do you see that changing, like with a new generation, as you know, the millennials or whatever start listening?
Well, that would change if they actually allowed some new generation people on the air.
Who are the new ones?
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's what I'm asking, is because you guys are in the industry. If you see like you know a crop of you know guys starting to pop up or ladies starting to pop up, hosts that
I guess the young Turks
they're not on the radio anymore.
They're not on the radio anymore.
Jeez. Yeah.
I mean, the fact
Glenn Beck's one of the younger talk show hosts. Yeah. He's in his late 30s. Isn't he the same age as you, Mark, or something like that?
Oh, I think he's a little older than me.
A little older than that?
But Rush isn't combative. If you listen to him, I mean,
he just doesn't take calls.
He's generally very respectful.
Rush doesn't take calls.
He doesn't
he's
take
mostly
very many.
Monologue.
No, mostly monologue. You're right about that. But the ones that do, they tend to take them poorly, and they, you know, they're not very respectful of people.
But
that,
Rush still has the I'm smarter than everybody else attitude. You know, I'm God with one hand behind my back.
I'm thinking mostly of the local guys that I listen to. There's only one on the local station that I'd say has any class that he can, you know, that he treats his callers with respect, even when he disagrees, you know.
There are the
occasional... Savage is terrible. Yeah, I mean, if you would disagree with Savage, I mean, he'll literally sound like he's going to have an aneurysm.
Oh, someday he will, and we'll get on some of his affiliates. And so, you know, in general, no, I don't really see that much young talent coming up in the industry. And the reason why is because the radio industry is full of people that, you know, they really don't, they see talk radio as, well, this works. So we'll just hire another Rush Limbaugh wannabe, and we'll put them on the air. We'll sell their commercials, and that's what works. So why should we try something else?
In 2007, I asked Rush Limbaugh at the Talkers New Media Seminar, what's the next generation of issues-oriented talk sound like? And he said,
why me? Look at our numbers in males, 25 to 54.
So I hope that answered your questions, Roy.
Rush is the next generation of issues.
Yeah, that was good. Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it. I'm glad you're listening out there. I also don't really care much for talk radio. That's why I started this show. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Getting a mortgage without a down payment or just refinancing your home can be tough right now. But if you've served in the U.S. Armed Forces, Reserves, or National Guard, it doesn't have to be. I'm Tim Lewis of iFreedom Direct. After serving in Operation Iraqi Freedom, I now help other vets get their financial needs met. Our team of professionals understands the special benefits under the law for veterans. We have over 20 years of VA home mortgage experience, including refis to VA loans at lower rates.
On your feet!
If you're a veteran in need of a mortgage or interested in a refi for cash out or lower payments, call 888-900-VA-LOAN now or go online to varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com or call 800-900-VA-LOAN, varadio.com.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of your these airwaves They are your airwaves. If you
get your own darn airwaves, people.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features. We give them away, including our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. So the front page of our website at freetalklive.com is listener interactive, in that you can submit new show prep ideas and videos and blog posts and whatever else you think our listeners might like. They get voted up and voted down. That's very user-created content now. And we still have our wiki, where you can create virtually anything. It's like a listener-editable version of our website entirely. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com, and you'll find out that it is free. wiki.freetalklive.com.
Cleaningcredit.com. If you're looking to buy a house or a car in the relatively near future, I'm telling you, you're going to save money, hundreds, thousands of dollars, if you go to cleaningcredit.com today, right now, because first off, you don't know what you have on your credit form, likely, if you're like the vast majority of Americans. And if you do have foreclosures, bankruptcies, judgments, liens, collections, late payments, or anything like that on your credit file, any kind of derogatory credit, it's going to cost you more for the loan. So get it removed by going to cleaningcredit.com. Their rates are extraordinarily affordable at $60 a month. And it's not like you have to stay on there. It's just $60 a month while they're cleaning your credit. Cleaningcredit.com. It's a great service.
We continue with your phone calls about what you want. We go to Rick, listening in California. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey.
Hi, Rick.
On the last show, the concept came up of maybe exposing your kids early to ecstasy just so they'd be more familiar with it.
No, that wasn't my suggestion. I didn't recommend that necessarily, but if you were going to do something like that, it would make more sense for them to do it with a family than with some uninformed teenagers. That was my point.
I mean, with something like alcohol, I agree with you on that, and my parents did actually do that with me. The reason that kind of scared me when it came up about ecstasy is because there is some evidence that damages brain function. I mean, it's a current issue in science. I mean, I've got a paper in front of me where people are researching it, and they've got images of kind of before and after brains.
Rick, I completely understand where you're coming from, and certainly you're going to be able to find science on any drug that's bad for you. I mean, you would say that alcohol could be bad for you, right?
Yeah, sure. If you take enough of it, but I don't think taking a few glasses of it as a child are going to have any kind of measurable effect. Although with ecstasy, it may actually have an effect.
Sure.
No.
You're just claiming that's so?
I've heard these claims, and I don't have the information in front of me, but I believe they've been fairly effectively rebutted. Go ahead, Mark, with whatever you were going to say.
I'm just, if the claim that Ian made, and I was here, and that's what it sounds like it was to me, that it would be preferable for the child to be exposed to ecstasy in the setting of the home as opposed to the setting of, some dirty club with some pimply-faced kids that give them bad advice about how to, health care and things like that. I mean, wouldn't you agree that that's a preferable situation? Because, the situation isn't whether or not your child does drugs, because unfortunately, as a parent, you really don't get to choose that.
Yeah, I agree. It's better to expose. If they have to be exposed, I agree. It's better to expose them in the home than not.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, they said my dad said drugs will get you hooked, basically, and I took it to heart, and I felt like I don't have enough self control to deal with that, so I just chose not to really get into them.
And I think that kids listen to parents that take, that seem to show some level of concern there, because my parents didn't even didn't address it at all with me, and I think I would have. If they would have exposed me to alcohol a little bit, or something like that, I think it would have, I would have probably listened more. I don't know. It's just it's all supposition to me. But, I think it's so scary, the idea that you just send your kid out. Well, marijuana is too dangerous of a subject to be discussing with my child, so I'll send him out with his friends to figure it out.
Okay, can we jump back here real quick? I've been searching around a little bit here on the Internet. And, Rick, I mean, just glancing about ecstasy holes in the brain myth, the search I put in here, there are various different ways to look at this. One site, howstuffworks.com, says, in truth, the only thing that can actually put a hole in your brain is physical trauma to it. And then you can go into some of the details there. But, I mean, wouldn't you imagine that the government would like people to believe that ecstasy puts holes in your brain? Oh, the first time you use it, it puts holes in your brain. I mean, come on.
Well, I know it doesn't put holes in your brain. It's affecting the serotonergic system, which is the system that regulates serotonin. And, I mean, that's
ecstasy does flood your brain with I believe it is serotonin, but yeah, it does flood your brain with that. It essentially opens up your the floodgates, basically, and as I understand it. And
yeah, but proper taking of it doesn't mean that you don't take it for, you know, three days in a row.
Right, and I think that's the important point here to make, is that anything used in excess is likely going to be damaging to you. I mean, there are people that have taken an awful lot of ecstasy, and some people would claim that, that they've been damaged by it. But on the other hand, I know people personally who have taken an awful lot of ecstasy, and they're still very intelligent people today who have not been in any way, at least that I can tell, harmed, or that they can tell, harmed by it. I'm not in any way advocating extreme drug use, but I think that there's something to be said for moderation, and there's something to be said for excess.
Yeah, that's fair enough. And I basically agree with you. I'm just saying, with my kids, I would probably try to persuade them not to even try this drug until we really have good evidence that it doesn't cause long-term damage. Because right now, I'd like to
suggest you visit the MAPS organization, and I forget what it stands for, multidisciplinary something or other, MAPS.org, I believe is their website. Yeah, MAPS.org, MAPS.org. This is a group that Psychedelic Science in the 21st Century is the title of their website. Rick Doblin and some other folks have been doing research kind of quietly. You know, they can't do it very publicly because the DEA will come in, but they've been researching ecstasy, they've been researching LSD, things like this. And I mean, the guy that heads up this organization was using ecstasy a long, long time ago, back in the early 80s is, I believe, when it really hit the scene. I think it was in Dallas when it came out. And that's when it started hitting the club scene. Before that, it was being used for, I think, in kind of psychiatrist offices, things like that. So it did start to get more popular, and of course, after it became more popular, kind of in the club scene, that's when the government decided to crack down. But there's a very interesting ABC News, of all places, ABC News did a great hour-long documentary news report about ecstasy. And of course, they brought in people from MAPS, and they also brought in the DEA, and both sides get their say, and they really do a killer job of being essentially, as a true journalist should be, of essentially being aside from the debate, not necessarily taking a position and presenting the information as it was presented to them. And it's probably one of the more fair presentations. What you want to look for is Peter Jennings, ABC Ecstasy or something like that. Peter Jennings Ecstasy was an incredibly good and persuasive piece that really busts up a lot of the myths that are out there about ecstasy, and it does a good job of it. So are psychedelics and other drugs, and ecstasy isn't a psychedelic, it's an empathogen, but are these other, these hard drugs, as bad as the government says, are they going to put holes in your brain? The answer is no, but they at the same time are very powerful, and they can have negative effects depending on the set and setting and other factors and how they're used. So it behooves an individual to know what they're doing when it comes to approaching things like this. There are great sites out there like Arrowid.org where people can learn more, and I thank you, Rick, and I hope that you would encourage your kids to at least learn the truth. Free Talk Live.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to begin? Do you fear your job is in jeopardy, or is your business income reduction keeping you awake at night? We're in the best time in 25 years to make a fortune in real estate, and you can do it without using your money or credit and replace any job or business income within 90 days. My name is Ron LeGrand, and I've taught over 500,000 people to do just that and personally bought almost 2,000 houses and millions in commercial real estate. If you'll call 800-761-5821 and leave your name on my voicemail, I'll send you my hot new CD, Foreclosure Fortunes, and a complete guide to help you get started absolutely free. I'll show you how to build a six-figure income part-time with no previous experience and no license required, even if you're a busy professional. Call 800-761-5821, 24 hours, and get my $69 CD and report free. Take your life back and turn this recession into the best year ever. Again, that's 800-761-5821.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away. So enjoy those on us. And those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and show they are indeed listeners of this program. Shrine.freetalklive.com is where to go. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
So, Ian, I showed you earlier this week a copy of a children's book. Maybe it was last week. A copy of a children's book called... I don't remember what it was.
The fish one, right?
Yeah, it's a fish that had a bunch of pretty scales. Yeah. The rainbow fish.
There you go.
And it was one of those that we'd sort of gotten handed down to Jack. And it had a disturbing message. The message was you had to give away what was yours in order to have friends.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are a lot of children's books out there with disturbing messages. You know, I mean, you're not just talking about the mildly disturbing ones like anthropomorphic animals and machinery, but there's, you know, really disturbing ones like why mommy's a Democrat and things like that. So you can combat that if you wish. You can stand against that kind of thing by buying An Island Called Liberty. It's a great book. I've got it for Jack, and he loves it. And you can get it at freemarketunderdog.com. I read it to him most days. You know, he brings me the books he wants to read, and it's one of the ones he brings around. You get a 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live by using coupon code FTL. It's an island called Liberty at freemarketunderdog.com.
All right, we continue here with your phone calls. I'm going to come back briefly here in a bit to the Arrowhead thing or the idea of ecstasy being neurotoxic. We'll get back to that here in a moment. But first, we go to your phone calls. Matt is in Illinois. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to take it back to Evan's call earlier tonight and, I don't know, maybe give him some advice or, I don't know.
Do your best.
But
for our listeners hold on a second, Matt, just to recap for any listeners just tuning in. You're calling out Evan, who is in college. He knows a young lady. He was friends with her, tried to take it to the next level by scheduling a date. She canceled. They scheduled another date after that. Neither of them actually ended up going to that date. And basically, Mark, your advice for him was this girl's probably not interested, probably should leave it alone. If she wants to do something, she'll come back around and suggest it. Right, Mark?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, I think I'm probably going to reiterate what Mark said, but I did have a similar experience, or actually have been having a similar experience with this lady who I was introduced to by somebody because they thought we'd hit it off together, and she was in a bad relationship. Apparently the man she was going out with was being a little bit abusive to her, not physically but mentally. And so she was a good-looking woman, and I invited her over to dinner, and we talked, and we had some nice discussions, and she seemed to be warming up to me a bit, but she said, you know, I just want to take it slow, I want to be friends, and I said, fine, and I started trying to call her, and at first, for a couple of weeks, I'd call her, and we'd talk, and had some good conversations, but then she stopped answering her phone. She stopped talking to me, and I started to hear through the grapevine that she was seeing this guy again.
The abuser.
It wasn't so much physical abuse as mental. He's the kind of guy, he disappears for a couple of days. Nobody knows where he's going, whether he's going out and getting drunk.
Sounds like a crack binge to me, but go ahead.
Or getting higher. Well, crack binge or whether he's seeing another woman. Nobody knows. And so I tried to communicate with her, but she wouldn't talk to me. She wouldn't answer her phone. I'd leave her message. She wouldn't call me back. So I just gave up. It's just not worth it. It's not worth it to me. It's a waste of my time. There's other people that I know that want to see me, that I can spend time with. There's things that I can do on my own, by myself, where I need my peace and quiet, and I don't even want to be bothered. So, you know, I sounds like this Evan guy is a real nice guy. I'm sure there's other women out there that would really enjoy his company and want to go out with him.
Certainly.
And he should maybe pursue them. And I think that Mark's right. If this girl wants the relationship to go further, if she sees he's going out with other women, then she will come back to him. With me in this situation, I don't think this girl is going to come back to me at all unless she finally puts her foot down with her current boyfriend. But I don't know that that's going to happen. Right now, I don't care.
You know, I don't know whether in the long term it's, the most effective means or anything like that. And finding your soulmate is to have, the ex or the one that you were sort of pursuing see you with some other girl. But I can tell you, and in the short run, it's extraordinarily effective. If you want to get that ex-girlfriend back or the girl that you wanted to date or whatever, and she sees you with some girl that she considers to be attractive, suddenly her mind changes.
Presuming she was interested in you in the first place, right? Which maybe she wasn't. Maybe she was just, in Evan's case, maybe she was just simply going along because he was nice and she didn't know how to say no. In which case, would she be enticed by the fact that he's
with another
woman?
She might very well. I can't say. All I can say is what my experience and what I've seen, and I've seen it over and over again.
Matt?
Yep.
Any other thoughts?
I agree with that, and especially in terms of sexual relationships. But maybe this girl just, wants to be friends and doesn't want to have anything sexual to do with him, but just, likes to talk to him, in which case she'll probably be back and try to start that up again, too.
There you go, Matt. Thanks for the thoughts. Yes.
As far as I'm concerned, you should accept that kind of thing, and just accept it for what it is and not try to go any further sometimes.
Fair enough. Thanks for the thoughts. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So our earlier caller, Rick, was talking about the he'd heard about ecstasy doing damage to people's brains and things like that. And so Arrowhead, of course, is the my choice for a place to go on the internet to find out about drugs. They've got so much information: plants, drugs, chemicals, pharmaceutical, illegal. You can get all kinds of info on Arrowhead.org. And here's a little story from back in 2002. In another blow to the U.S. government's credibility as drug information provider, as though they had any credibility, at least on our show, the Johns Hopkins brain scans, which have been used to prove that MDMA causes brain damage, have been called flawed by independent researchers and editors of the magazine New Scientist. Under the cover story, E is for Evidence, the British science-oriented magazine New Scientist published a set of articles and editorials related to this topic in April of 2002, denouncing the use of the questionable scientific data in the war on ecstasy consumption. There are several articles in the New Scientist, but most of them can be found. They give you some links. The New Scientist article is a well-balanced but critical look at the issue of overstating the certainty of findings of brain damage in ecstasy users. Quote, "We are not saying that ecstasy is harmless to brain cells. It might not be, but the jury is still out, which means scientists must resist the temptation to turn their always complex and sometimes flawed findings into simple scare stories in pursuit of grants and headlines." Gee, have we seen some stories recently in the news that aren't necessarily drug-related about science just essentially, you know, making crap up for the fact that they're going to get some grant money?
Yeah, absolutely, we've seen that. And I'll tell you
from the government?
Stories that are pro-drug, as far as pro-illegal drug, like, say, marijuana does something good for you here or something good for you there and that way, do not get near the mileage that stories that...
As far as press?
As far as press goes. That stories that are, oh, drugs are bad in this way or that way.
It's refreshing to see a mainstream technical magazine publishing critiques of the science for politics, which has compromised the credibility of government-sponsored science in the eyes of many. Historically, it's been left to fringe groups to criticize the fundamental system of peer-reviewed science and the often unscientific politics and economics which govern publication. The New Scientist describes how journal editors have joined in the war on drugs by turning down articles which don't support the anti-drug view, like you're talking about there, Mark, including papers which report no effect results. 800-259-9231. A little more from the New Scientist here in moments. Your calls as well about what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Did you rob Bill Gates? DidYouRobBillGates.com is a worldwide internet system that can bring you both immediate cash and long-term passive residual income, earning thousands of U.S. dollars every single week. This automated system works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, around the planet, without inventory, shipping, billing, selling, or credit stress. Powerful and effective, our co-op marketing program works for us, and now it can work for you as well. DidYouRobBillGates.com is your global system for real success. Time to enjoy your life. Time to enjoy your family, travel, sports, fun. Bring the perks back to your life. Moms and dads worldwide, even those with zero experience, all plug in and watch in amazement as DidYouRobBillGates.com delivers success and abundance to their lives. Now, no matter where on earth you live, get to DidYouRobBillGates.com right now. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your...
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, you can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can also visit our website. Got a lot of features on the site. They are free, including our news updates, our listening options. It's all there for you. If you enjoy the program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then we ask you to shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just head on over to amazon.freetalklive.com, get your shopping done with dozens of categories in which you can shop, and you can even buy used if you want to. If you're buying brand new, though, remember you get free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their brand new items. So head on over, get your shopping done, amazon.freetalklive.com. One thing I don't think you can get at Amazon, though, Mark, is the Jurisdictionary. What's that all about?
Jurisdictionary is it's a course to teach you how to use the legal system. It's put together by a doctor of jurisprudence. It is an awesome course. I've been taking it. I probably should study a little harder and a little longer, but, you know, I do feel empowered, and I'm going to be using it in the
Parking ticket trial.
I've got the big upcoming parking ticket trial. But I think that this is the way that, in my mind, that liberty-minded people can make a real dent in the system is by just clogging them up. I got a parking ticket in November. It's July or June or something before they're going to be able to take care of it. They already delayed it one more time. I'm not even going to let them dismiss it due to a speedy trial. I'm not even going to file for that. Hmm. I want to go. And I think that that's the way that a lot of liberty-loving individuals are interested in doing. They just don't know how. I think Jurisdictionary solves that. It's something that an eighth grader can grasp in less than 24 hours. Go check it out at jurisdictionary.com. Not only do I recommend it, but Sam, our co-host, recommends it too.
Sam, who, by the way, is in jail tonight. We haven't gotten a chance to really talk about that. We'll touch base on that here in a little bit. I just want to finish up some of the details from the New Scientist, or a summary of some of the highlights of the New Scientist story from back in 2002. We had someone call in earlier who was kind of repeating some of the scare stories he'd heard about ecstasy. And, well, unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on your perspective, it's just nonsense. Basically, what happened was the U.S. government, they made ecstasy illegal, and because people were having too much fun, and we know that when people are having too much fun, the government gets involved, or when people are spending money or doing business, wherever people are doing things without the government say-so, they get upset. And they came in, they made ecstasy illegal, and then, of course, they said after the fact, well, find us a reason to justify this. Find us a reason to scare people out of using this this product, which in many cases has been very beneficial and very therapeutic to people that have had traumatic experiences in their lives. It's one of the very useful methods, one of the useful things you can do with MDMA. We're using the street term ecstasy. MDMA is the actual product. It's important to point this out. We haven't yet that... When you're buying what's called ecstasy on the street, you may or may not be receiving MDMA. So when I'm talking about ecstasy...
That's true with any drug you buy on the street, and that's the problem with buying drugs on the street.
It's the problem, one of the problems with the black market. But so when you hear me say ecstasy, I'm talking about MDMA. Maybe I should just say MDMA. Anyway, I guess people know the term ecstasy. But New Scientist took a look at some of the so-called science that was being put out there, saying that there were there was neurotoxicity, you know, holes being put in the brains of people that did ecstasy, and it's just nonsense. A New Scientist said that it's an open secret that some teams have failed to find deficits in ecstasy users and had trouble publishing the findings. The journals are very conservative. It's a source of bias. He himself, the guy that was quoting there, has had two papers in this sort turned down by the journals. So basically you've got these medical journals, the drug journals that are publishing the anti-drug stories.
But not the pro-drug stories or the neutral drug stories.
Exactly. What's most troubling, perhaps, is how often science has been misappropriated for the moral crusade against recreational psychoactive use. The now-debunked moral panic surrounding LSD and chromosome damage, reefer madness, cannabis and brain damage, crack babies, and most recently the ecstasy holes in your head campaign have all come from premature, controversial, or invalid science foisted onto the public by overeager, overfunded drug warriors. 2 years ago, NDA Director Alan Leishner launched an anti-ecstasy campaign based on images from flawed PET scan research conducted at Johns Hopkins. The campaign's trademark was a stylized image of two brain halves side by side with the darkened hemisphere marked brain after ecstasy. Unfortunately for the public, NIDA has once again allowed politics and morality to trump their science. The U.S. has spent millions of dollars pressing its brain after ecstasy images in widely distributed postcards and online, even months after NIDA learned of the data problems and weeks after the scan studies were publicly discredited. NIDA is still pushing them as unadulterated fact on their website. So there's more here. Stephen Kish's article in Pharmacology, Biochemistry, and Behavior, published in April 2002, investigates the reliability of the PET brain scanning showing damage. He concludes that the studies completed to date include serious methodological flaws, including huge variations between the individuals tested, the use of non-serotonin-specific tasks, lack of test-retest reliability data, and other invalidating assumptions about the types of test used. He says that based on the brain scan research to date, it cannot be assumed that ecstasy exposure causes a chronic serotonin deficiency condition. It cannot be assumed, based on the brain scan research, that ecstasy exposure causes a chronic serotonin deficiency condition. Because of the serious methodological concerns in the PET measurement related to the high scatter of the values for the control and drug groups and lack of test-retest results, the data derived from the investigation can only be considered at most semi-quantitative. Finally, another paper currently in the process of publication also examines the PET scan showing that the serotonin binding levels recorded for even extremely heavy ecstasy users, estimated 500 milligram average dose between 70 and 400 times in the 1998 study, were typical for controls in other studies using the same chemicals and scanning techniques. As one PET researcher described to us, they didn't have the necessary skills required to competently analyze the data. They were undertrained in the technically demanding field of PET scanning, and their results reflect both a lack of ability and a failure to notice when their results were coming back wrong. I mean, these scientists are looking at these reports and saying, these guys don't even know what the hell they're doing. They don't even know how to look at a PET scan, let alone all of the other methodological problems that they encountered when they were actually analyzing the studies. So a little sciencey there, but there's a lot of detail out. You can go to arrowid.org and pull up the full New Scientist article if you want to, and I imagine there's been more published since then.
I think that, you know, the simple stuff is that more people die in the United States every year from properly using prescription drugs that were prescribed to them. That's properly using prescription drugs that were prescribed to
them. That's true.
Than overdosing from illegal drugs, all of them combined.
Yeah, you're talking about, I think it's a factor of 10, where last numbers I saw, and this was years ago, so I don't know what they currently are, but last time I looked, it was around like 150,000 people a year dying from properly prescribed prescription medications, and 15,000 dying from overdoses and things like that from illegal drugs. And, of course, it's worth pointing out that those illegal drug deaths aren't all overdosing. A lot of them have to do with side effects. So, for instance, an ecstasy MDMA user may be in a club scenario where they are they're dancing a lot and there's not a lot of water available to them. They may die of dehydration. That's one of the reasons why a lot of people die. If somebody dies from ecstasy, supposedly, it's usually some sort of dehydrative death. So, again, these are problems that will be solved in the absence of drug prohibition, largely, because if drugs were legal, then people would have more good information about the side effects of these
drugs.
People
still die from alcohol.
No doubt about it. But there would be no excuse for them, because now there's the excuse that, well, they didn't know. And if you were to be buying ecstasy off the shelf in Walgreens, then it would have the label on it that says, okay, well, you know, here's the appropriate amount to
stay
take
hydrated.
Here's your weight, here's the amount you take for your weight class, here are some of the side effects that you can expect to experience, make sure you stay hydrated. You could have the information readily available. You wouldn't have to go seek it out on arrowid.org, which is a great website that has all kinds of detail and really useful information about drugs. And yeah, some drugs are really dangerous. And some drugs that are legal are really dangerous. You know, we were talking about oxycodone recently on the program. That's a fully legal prescription medication that some people have had very, very profound addictions to the point where they're paying $20 a pill on the black market to get their hands on the stuff. And in fact, I hope that at some point we'll be able to talk about this. I know that Brad Jardis wanted to come on and talk to us about his experience using legal prescription medications. And I look forward to that conversation. I want to have it on a Saturday night because the last time we did the prescription drug conversation on this program, it didn't really go over that well. And it's probably been a couple of years since we've done it. And we've got a whole lot more affiliates now than we did before. And there are people out there with some of the most heart-wrenching stories of addiction to prescription drugs. So maybe we'll manage to rest some of those out of our audience one of these nights. We'll get to that here. 800-259-9231. Coming up, hour number three is on the way. We still have that silly tax protest to talk about on the way here, and your calls as well about whatever you want. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Morsels. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. A balanced diet is important, but so is the occasional treat. Working with your kids to bake a dessert from scratch helps them to appreciate it even more, and it keeps them from resenting having to eat their veggies every other day. Plus, baking is a perfect excuse to spend time with your kids, since just being together is a treat. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237.